Saturday, I went to the Grupo Firme concert. It was so litty and packed with toxicas. Now I'm stuck at home because I tested positive for COVID. Valley of Verga.
Wait, didn't they say that they were going to test people before going in or some shit like that?
Relax, I not Hawaii.
Nah, but I don't think they did.
Why the fuck would they care?
Someone else said, my friend went to that concert. Great news. He tested negative for COVID, but got an STD when she met a toxica. that's some Keiko shit right there.
I was about to say that.
Like that.
And then someone said,
coming back, hey, what up, guys? I think I got some shotties.
And then someone said, you just entered the raffle to go see Jenny, Adana, and Chalina. That was fun.
They can't laugh to that, but that's disrespect right there. Bro.
You were laughing your ass.
I know.
All
right.
And he's like,
We're outside.
You're gay.
You look like a padrino.
You look like a fucking like.
Honestly,
a,
like it just you looks look like you dressed up for the weekend.
You look just like this.
All right, 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agusto Baba. Corridos tumbados. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agusto Baba podcast. This is episode number 21. In the next episode, I said 21, but it's not really 20. Wait, 21? Oh shit. I said 21 in the Legado episode, which is going to come out next week, but it's not 21. I like that. One's going to be 22. This is 21. So, compa Nathanael Cano, puros curios tumbados, like my tats. Guys, today we dressed up. I am Chafanael Cano right here. I have DJ.
Clica shit.
Now we have to do like, clica shit. Like
clica shit.
And turn your cup a little bit
a whole lot of what?
Turn your cup.
A whole lot of what? Clickash.
That shit loud as fuck.
Hey, no, Angel, you're like, fuck.
This is like sweaty right now.
He's like,
oh, a whole lot of what?
Clickash.
Whole lot of respect.
We actually had shit in here. Shout out to HP Records.
Double cup.
DJ right here. And then on my right, I got JOP.
We outside.
I mean, POJ.
When does the diet start, homie?
Show the drip. Monday. I have a curioso tumbado.
Diet starts Monday.
That's right. And then we have Manny Tololoche. I told Keiko, be Manny Tololoche. And this motherfucker didn't listen to me. He came as like...
He just came as a regular guy.
He just came like he was like just fantasma, for
food. He came as Keiko.
Hey, Keiko on his way to Pico.
Hey, watch Picolandia once on TikTok comes dressed.
Become a fanboy.
Hey, who are you? Fantasma, right?
Fantasma.
Oh, Espiritu. No, Espiritu. Not Fantasma, Espiritu.
I'm a spirit.
Espiritu Santos. So what do you got for us, Espiritu? 54? You don't have your 54.
They took my gun.
Where's your mule, fool?
Your mule.
My mule.
Do you know what a mule is?
Yeah.
What?
It's like a fucking... The one in between a horse and a donkey, no?
That's a gecko.
That's you. All right, guys, you guys can see we haven't had an episode like this where it's just us. I mean, we kind of do have artists on here. We have Chafanael Cano, POJ, DJ.
Spirit.
But we got a lot of artists, and we're going to talk about that in a bit. But before we start this episode, do me a favor. Do us all a favor, because this song is fucking bad as fuck.
Yeah, man.
Listen to Rojo y Azul by Los Pachecos on the channel of DMG. That shit goes fucking hard. Someone in there has red bottoms, but they're not red anymore. It's because they were all dirty and shit. But now, listen to that song. It's in the canal of DMG. Now, let's get started with the video.
That's right.
I'm on us.
I just sound a little tumba right now, because I'm not on El Cano. But guys, dude, look at the wall of
fame, dog.
No, I think we're going to do like a wall of fame there, but this is like, what do we call this? Like the guest?
History.
Hey, tell them what happened with Legado 7.
All right, we're going to take it. Jason thought like some Illuminati shit was going on. And he was like, dude, because we had Legado 7, which is going to come out next week. Yeah. And he said, dude. Do you see what's going on?
Did you guys notice anything?
Pinche Illuminati.
And I was like, what?
Pinche
Satanás. He's like, count how many guests we had. And I was like 7 with Legado. He's like, Legado 7. I was like, okay.
Clickash.
Hold on to what?
Clickash.
So, ¿cómo van a tener el canal?
Yeah, you're in love with that guy, huh?
You're in love with. But yeah, guys, it's honestly, thank you guys so much for
the support, guys. You guys really fucking.
You guys made this happen. You guys are the reason why we have Legado. Alex was sitting right here, like I could have right touched here. Him. I could have.
Hey, you could have grabbed. You could have grabbed his tit like the other.
Yeah, I had like Alex right here. Ramon was right there. And no, that's not Ramon. That's Keiko.
Ramon was right, Ramon was right there.
Yeah, and Keiko, right, dude, there. That shit was crazy, guys. We Legado shit. These are like the big dogs.
The big dogs. The OG.
OGs. They started Corridos Verdes. They changed the game. They were all fucking all over the place, like, and they were right here.
And man, we went from looking
at that. I said, "Oh my god, I can touch you right now."
Yeah, we went from looking at them on fucking.
I did see. I did see that in the episode, huh? I was like, Alex, I could touch you right now. I wanted.
He
to.
Looked at you like, I know. Do it, bitch.
I dare you.
But who else did we have on here? We had Tony Loya. That was a funny ass episode. I know you guys love that episode. I'm pretty sure you guys will love the Legado one. It's just as funny, but we just didn't fuck with them because, you know, we could have got shot or some shit. Just kidding. We got Tony Loya Fake Chain. If you guys haven't watched that, check it out.
Yeah, that shit's funny.
Gecko was being stupid.
Gecko almost got his ass beat by Tony.
We have Alan Trias, a new artist from Manzana Records. That was a funny episode. Gecko was drinking in that episode.
Oh, he got fucked.
And by the time after that episode was Yuvia.
I was fucked
up. And he was done. He was just speaking out of his ass. I mean, he always speaks out of his ass, but
he asked the same question 5 times in 5 different ways. I was amazed. I was like, how is these fools putting these questions together? I was like, no.
What pissed me off that episode was that, like, I would ask a question and then Gecko would be like, no. And he would ask the same shit, but just way more confusing.
And then, you know what was funny? Every time Gecko would ask a question, Yuya would just be like,
yeah, she was just looking at it like, fuck. Gecko kind of low-key ruined that. I feel like we should shoot it again. It was funny, though. Yeah, you guys loved it.
I don't remember the thing.
But I feel like we needed to see, like, more of, like, the Yuvia. It was, like, a Gecko interview and shit.
It wasn't my fault, though.
We had, do you want to see this one? No, we had a Polo.
Oh, yeah. Polo.
Humble-ass motherfucker.
Legend.
It was
legend.
Hard because it was in Spanish, but, you know, it's all good. I mean, I did good.
I did
Jason
great.
Jason was like,
I fucked up. Wonderful. I fucked up really bad, but it's all good. That's what it
on
is.
On that one too?
It is what it is.
On all of them.
On all of them. No, like I would talk Spanish. Y me cortado. You know, like, I couldn't even say fucking. I couldn't say.
Pitomango?
I forgot what I couldn't say, but I fucking got like.
Damn, you could forget everything.
Not that I forget, but like my Spanish is bad.
Apollo was humble?
Yeah.
How he was like freestyling. We all said, yeah, it seemed to. How he was freestyling the corridos?
Dude, he freestyled corridos. He showed us the whole
album.
I've
never seen that before.
That's not even out yet. That shit is fucking hard as fuck.
Exclusive.
He showed us the song with Aldo before it came out. That song's not even out yet, right? The one with Aldo coming out?
Like,
I think
it
came out, no? I have a feeling it came out.
Nah, it's just the previews.
It's just the previews?
Yeah, but they just saw like a little clip of the song. So
He showed us everything. That shit was fucking bad.
Showed you everything?
And then we went to Arizona.
To shoot Jason's girlfriend.
I want Jason to talk about that just a little
we
bit.
We went to do a podcast with B. Lucy. It was fucking awesome. That trip was
Miss Teen
fucking
Universe.
Good. Miss Teen Universe.
The trip was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Guys, we actually went to Arizona to do with B. Lucy, Jose Ochoa, and the girl Carla. Jose Ochoa lagged because he had like this meeting about like, you know, him giving away his car and shit. Carla, she couldn't because I'm not gonna say it. She just couldn't come. Like, it's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. But, you know, we'll be back. The trip was fun. We had a lot of fun.
We'll be back to Arizona.
Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like we didn't do a lot of stuff. Like, I wanted to do, like, I wanted to go out more.
I know,
the city.
That's true.
It was raining, we'll be back.
Hopefully, we go back when it's not raining, because.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Dude, Arizona weather is weird.
It's Bay Polar,
it was humid.
What?
Bay Polar?
Oh, I think it's Bay Polar.
He could have said that.
Huh? You're by.
You're by.
No.
Wait, what's up with that?
You're by.
Wait, why are they calling you sis?
Who?
Sister Gecko. Because he's by.
Diego! Diego always starts his fucking bitch ass rumors about fucking. First he started with Gabe.
Supposedly it was you.
No, first he started with Gabe. Now he starts with fucking.
Come back
with sister. And then he starts with I'm bi and all that shit.
Damn.
The next thing you know, he's gonna say I'm pregnant. Watch.
The way you're reading those mariscos.
And yeah, guys, we also have shit under the gas. Something that they left. Antonio Coraima, they left. We took Chick-fil-A because we went to go eat Chick-fil-A with them. Tony's lawyer's ashes aren't here. Like, not the body ashes, remember. Like, his smoking ashes and shit. Yuvia left her fucking pig where she was, like, fucking
you
going, like,
one.
Hard as
you
fuck.
You skip one.
Oh, Alan Trias is the bottle. Don Julio that I could go like drink out of and shit and was like gobbling. Polo left his wax pen.
That pen? 100.
And his candy. Kiko opens it and licks it once in a while.
Hey, when he needs a sugar rush.
Like. And Lucy left Jason nothing but memories. All right. And then Legado left their wax papers. They left ashes over there. And they left their fucking badass lighter that, yeah, like, lighter. Fucking, that shit shoots like a firework.
They left half a blunt, too. I mean, half a backwood, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we should try to light that roach.
Who do you guys think is next?
Grupo Firme.
Oh, I know who's next.
I want Herencia next.
If Grupo Firme comes,
yeah,
on,
yeah, we got.
But we have him on here. If Grupo Firme comes DJ. On, if it's like game over, everybody's getting fucked up.
No Grupo Firme.
Hey, have you guys?
Say.
No, like that interview they did with Pepe, and they got super fucked up.
Fucked up, oh yeah.
Yeah, I think we could do that here.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Damn. We're gonna fuck the studio up.
teach them how to shotgun.
They're wild. They have been. They made it far.
Dude, it feels good to be back, like, just, like, a regular episode, yeah. Huh?
People been asking for it.
Nah, it's different, because like, I can tell, like... Oh, no, like, I see you guys, like, more relaxed and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel more like a gusto, baba.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like when...
Bye.
No.
Bipolar.
Yeah. Like, we're back in our comfort zone. Like, we were comfortable with them, but we were like, we can't fuck up. And right here, we don't give a fuck if we fuck up or not fuck up, you know?
It's just pressure, honestly. Like, just coming out.
You think, like, having guests, like, helped us?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude, do you guys remember, like, the first time Tony Loyal was going to come? That was our first guest.
We were scared.
Oh, I remember. Hey, Keiko's heart was pounding. He's like, feel my heart. And I was like, all right.
I don't get nervous.
And I
was like,
and then I got the text, Tony's outside. He's like, Tony.
Nah, it's because I don't get nervous. Like, you can tell me this, I'll be chilling until like right when it's happening.
I feel like it depends on like the guests, like when they come
real,
and shit,
huh?
Too.
Until like he's outside, like for real.
It's because it's weird because like we bump these fools, like we will listen to their music, and to have them on here is like, what the fuck, dog? Like,
yeah, you just hear these people on the internet,
yeah, that's crazy,
like
seeing
over
them
a
like
fucking
on TV
screen
and then like seeing them in person.
Hell yeah, yeah, that's like, what I'm
like, bro, Legado, dog. Yeah. How the fuck do we?
That's cool. That's crazy.
Which one's like your guys' favorite episode?
I think my favorite,
Polo.
My favorite was Polo.
Lucy.
No, I said Polo.
I think it was Polo.
I think and mine
her,
is
and her.
probably the Alan. No, Tony Loyal.
Really? Yeah,
I'm talking about like how it went, not like my favorite. Like,
oh, how it went.
How it went? Yeah,
I feel like
the Legado one. Legado one's my favorite.
Dude,
just that you guys didn't back me up a lot.
Well, I feel like we get so comfortable with the guests so quick that sometimes it doesn't even feel like a podcast. Like,
because we're just talking, basically.
No,
that's what a podcast is.
We start talking like for 2 hours, an hour before we even start filming.
Yeah, like with Polo, he was here like early as fuck, and we were just talking. He was showing us music, and we started filming.
Yeah.
And then he stayed like for an extra 4 hours.
Four?
Yeah.
Wait, I forgot you left after all that.
I had to take him out to the beach.
Yeah.
Angel was pissed, and then they didn't even get in the water or some shit, right? Uh-huh.
Dude, he was so happy that Polo was here and shit.
Then we're fucking out. With Tony too, he was here and we were just chilling for an hour,
When Tony first came, it was kind of, it wasn't awkward, but it was just that he lost his Louis bag. So like he was kind of like,
it was like anxious.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you spell anxious?
No, I can't. I can't
spell it.
Just try. People like when you can't spell.
Who are you again? I mean spirit.
Oh, your spirit.
50%.
Hey, I thought you were Woody.
I'm gonna give you this Woody food.
Well, at this point, you could be anyone. You could be like Cornelio Vega, the dad. You could be fucking Lalo Mora. I feel like you should be Lalo Mora.
You could be Vicente Fernandez.
You could be my uncle.
Hey, you could be Vicente Fernandez and grab Angel's tit.
Huh.
I mean, POJ.
Side hug.
Case.
If you guys haven't seen that video, check it out. No, dude. But it feels good to be back. Like,
guys,
I feel more comfortable like doing this shit. Like,
because it's just us, bro.
I don't know if it's because I'm Chafanael Cano or what, but or Shade.
Because you know how we always talk about, like, the podcast is literally just us being ourselves. That's what it is.
Oh, and that's another thing, too. Like, So the goal was like, all right, we have to work to get guests. And then it's, so like, you know, that was the goal, right?
That was the goal.
And then we're getting like guests nonstop, and people are like, oh, we miss your old episodes. And I was like, damn, that's sick, because
people
miss us. We thought we were getting the views because of the guests, but it's like, nah, like they want to see us.
Damn. We've come a long way, but hey, we gotta move forward. What's next?
What do you merch think is drop next? The hey, black shirts.
What do you think is next? Cause we got options. We got options. We got options.
I don't see it.
FIFA sesh. FIFA sesh.
Some no sesh. Like the next project we have with the meetings we have.
Oh, I don't think we can talk about
that. I know we can't talk about it. We've had some other offers where it's like, I know, you know.
Angel, what do you think?
But we got one offer that's like, damn, like
damn,
like put him in the offer up here.
Like a fool, like straight rocket like, shit.
Big dog. What do you think about this?
Like one cup, five cup, fucking.
What do you think about like this offer that we got? Damn. POJ.
I'm just thinking about my diet. Starts on Monday.
It is Monday.
Nah, that's crazy.
Hey, you want some lead?
Never tried it.
It'll help you with your diet. Got purple on my cup.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
Click on shit.
DJ, you're too lean.
Hey, I don't know. It's going to be crazy. Like, I mean, I don't even
if
know.
We take just, the offer, if we take the offer.
It's still.
But right now, we've been doing it with our shit. Like.
Yep.
Like, yeah, right here, nobody tells you what to do. You guys do whatever you guys want.
I think you're telling us no.
Nah. Obviously, I feel like he just wants the best for us. And I feel like he does say, like, what he actually feels, you know?
Bro, and it's crazy because Angel just became part of our fan group.
I know.
Like, I know. Like,
Angel.
No, but yeah. Angel got to see like the process. Like before we even started too.
Yeah.
Like he got here right when we were talking about the podcast, like getting ready. Like, no, dude, like we have to start ASAP.
Because how long have you guys? I've been like kicking it with you guys like
since, 3 months.
Like no.
Four months. No.
Oh, but like before, like when we weren't like really friends, but like I came when you guys were practicing and stuff.
Yeah, like the music and shit.
Like 6 months, no, something like that.
Yeah.
You guys had like the couches and stuff here. Oh yeah, you guys. They probably never talked about it, huh? But before this, there was like couches right here, and they would get together every Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And they would practice like their songs, and like they're planning the next thing. And
I cut.
And I mean, it's part of it. Like he saw that shit. Yeah. And obviously, he saw like what happened,
and then he wouldn't reply to me when I wanted to buy babe, and now he.
I still don't.
You're still mad. I feel like Gecko. Really hold on to that. Like,
nah, it's because that
sweater was so nice. Like
which one?
That was the first one I actually wanted, and then I asked him. He's
because Gecko's like a capper. Like he'll be like, "How much is like just?" He's like just wasting people's time. I mean, like he's no. like so down like, for
how
it.
Much is that? How much is that?
I was gonna buy it, and he said, "Okay, send me your address and the money." So I sent him the address, and I said, "Oh, I'll pay you in cash." He's like, "Okay, I'll see you later." And I texted him. He's like, "Oh, I already sold it." I was like,
"I did?"
Oh yeah, I was so mad. I was like, "Why are you not?"
Fool, he has hella clients.
Yeah, well now I get first pick.
What if JD wanted that sweater?
Then Keiko would get nothing.
That's right.
Nah, it's he would text me at like 12 at night. "Hey, bro, you got any babe?"
Yeah, it's like no shit.
Like no shit. I'm fucking West Coast babe. Like everything I post.
And
is
I was babe. Like, "Hey, what size are you?" He's like, "I don't know, bro. It's because I've been losing a little bit of weight, so I don't know if I'm like a medium."
Yeah,
that's you.
I was like, "Bro, I just saw you last weekend. That's Excel right there."
Get ready to pay me my $2,000, fool.
I pay you.
Get ready to pay me my $2,000, fool, because you're gonna lose this bet.
They had a little bell who can like lose weight.
Fool, Jason already lost.
We had a.
You're supposed to gain weight. He lost 4 pounds.
Yeah, it's like me and Jason were supposed to gain weight like a competition. He's down 4 pounds. How the bro? You're in the wrong competition. Oh, because
I don't know what happened, bro. I honestly don't know what happened. Like,
because he changed his method of lifting.
No.
Dude, and he does cardio at the gym.
Why?
You do cardio at the gym.
No, I don't.
Dude, we went. Remember we went
what do you
to
mean?
Gym.
You were biking with this fool.
Angel, let's go let's do the bicycle.
Dude, I literally did 5 minutes.
No, it was like 2 minutes.
Come dude, on, huh? Angel. I told you.
Angel, teach me how to use the training wheels. Come on.
Yeah. I and I was like, let's how you do it. And I was like, it's not your
fucking bitch.
he's just not here to get invited.
Chill out. Angel used to ignore your ass.
Yeah, I still do.
He's like, now I got better. Nice I brought the shirts.
What happened?
I brought the shirts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't bring a sweater.
I know, bitch.
I know, he's...
Anyway, guys, like, we've come a long way. This shit's only gonna get bigger. Fucking, we learn to fucking work with each other. Obviously, there's ups and downs and shit. Like, people that don't see. Obviously, Keiko fucking smiles. They smile. Like, trust me, bro, like... You guys just see this episode, but like, behind all this shit is like some other pedo. Like,
one day we gotta do behind the scenes and talk about.
Oh, we're gonna do a documentary.
Wait, bitch.
Hopefully you don't forget about it.
Tell you can't speak about that.
Nah.
No, that's something else.
That's something else. But we got hella ideas.
Chill, Spiritu.
That's another thing.
Spiritu, pull out your gun.
Espiritu 54.
Someone put it away.
Cántanos una.
Give us a grito. I'll give you the Natanael.
I'll give you
the Natanael grito. Que linda está la mañana.
The fuga is lit though.
Nata?
Yeah.
What we got today for this episode though?
We got.
Dude, let's talk about all that shit we missed. Like, what happened?
Yeah, we stopped keeping up with like what's been happening with the regional because we've been getting in this guest and yeah. Hopefully, Keiko.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of like a little, like little relaxing to like, cause you know back then you had to be like, oh shit, what's going on for the next episode?
Yeah.
And then we were able to chill, but a lot happened. I'm just like, what did we miss?
Everything.
Well,
the World Series.
I know that fucking Grupo Firme is like selling out fucking
seven arenas.
Like I know right now they're on top of their game right now. Like they're at their peak.
And it's like
right
a different
and just puro pinche covers.
And puro pinche covers, bro. That's
and they won two Grammys.
They just
sing
covers?
Yeah, they just
Grammys. I don't think they've won Grammys.
What they just won recently?
Grammys.
What did they win?
Is it like Rihanna or what?
I think like
Premio
Juventud. Yeah, they won.
Like Grammy. Like, you talking about Bad Bunny Grammy? Like,
shit.
Nah, but like, what do you guys feel about people or like other. Not, well, yeah, I guess people not giving them credit because
they. Cover groups and shit?
Cover groups. At the end of the day, they're a cover group, but they blew up. What do you guys think about that? Like,
I feel like.
Because people say that that's not really like. Being an artist, like being blowing up with covers. What do you guys think?
I feel covers or not, it depends on how the group performs it. If they put in like the work and the effort and make that song way better than whoever sang it first, then it doesn't really matter.
So you're saying like there could be someone who takes out a song, but if the cover's better, like they deserve the credit?
No. Well, if you're putting it like that, then. No, not really.
What he was talking about.
All right, let's go ahead and break, Keiko.
We're going to break.
We're going to recharge your brain cells right now.
Clock out.
Everyone give Keiko some like brain cell energy.
Hey, you need some double cups. I'm purple on my cup. Click that shit.
That's like a 17.
All right, guys, if you guys are ever in need of a media team, photographer, or videographer, hit up Northview Media. They are based in Seattle, Washington, but they go all over the states, so that doesn't matter. You guys can hit them up from like Cali or...
Wherever
you guys are, hit them up. They'll fly out. They're willing to fly out for us too to do some videos and shit.
Do they do adult videos?
Huh? What is it?
Do they do adult videos?
Adult videos.
Yeah. Like Keiko wants one to wear the pig.
They do real estate videos and a bunch of other shit. But like, yeah, if you guys want, adult videos? You want an adult video with them?
No,
yeah.
Keiko.
He wanted to do a stuck porn one.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Sorry, Giggle, we're not horny dogs.
Oh my Horny dog.
You know, you're talking about like reverse cowgirls stuck on a what?
What the fuck is
like
reverse? Reverse cowgirl.
Rumor says he wears this.
I don't know, you're the cowgirl.
Chill out, Woody.
But yeah, guys, click the link in the description to get directed to their Instagram. Hit them up, high quality content. They record it.
Get some real professional 4K. Pictures done.
Yeah, don't post pictures like the one on Keiko's profile picture.
Like
hit
on
them
his,
up.
Has yeah. His Grupo Firme shit?
Huh?
I was like, his Grupo Firme shit?
What Grupo Firme shit?
Keiko's Grupo Firme page? I mean, oh, I feed him at records. I said grupo, my bad. Guys, I'm fucking sweating in this shit, but I don't care. I'll do this for you guys if you guys laugh.
He destroyed the new hat I just bought like recently, 4 days ago.
Oh, by the way, guys, if you guys watch the podcast and you guys see Keiko wearing the same fucking black socks hat,
White socks.
It was the
It's white socks.
Oh, it's one of these.
It's white socks.
I'm talking about the hat. It's black.
But the team is called White Sox.
But the hat's black. Okay.
But it's not black socks.
I said your black socks hat. Like your black hat.
It's a black white socks hat.
Dude, you're dumb as fuck.
Dude, say it right or don't say it at all.
Defending him like they pay or something.
You have your new hat too, bitch. I sent this to you.
Yeah, we gave him better.
Yeah, we gave you a new hat.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, I got your new hat, but I'll give it to you tomorrow.
I sent it to you.
But yeah, guys, I fucking ripped that shit up and I gave him some new hats that represent him. Go check out my vlog.
Gecko sis.
Gecko sis.
Wait, you already dropped them?
No, yeah, but.
Oh, by the time this year.
No, I still haven't dropped it. Wait on it this Thursday.
He's gonna bust a Jason. He'll be like, oh yeah, I'll drop it tomorrow, guys. Stay tuned.
Oh, fucking drop like, an angel.
Oh yeah, where were we? Yeah, the group of Firme.
Yeah. Oh, the one thing. Oh,
motherfuckers told us 7 shows.
Hey, but the one thing,
and like, everybody got COVID.
I do want to point out is like, a lot of people, you can sell 7 arenas, but they sold like the same arena 7 times, and like not like over like 2 months. It was like over like what, 10 days?
Yeah,
and what, all sold out.
That's something else. Crazy. I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
7 shows.
Consecutive shows
at the same arena.
It was like Friday and then a Saturday too. No.
It was Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wait, but it was every, like... No, it wasn't consecutive. No, it was like some days they got a break.
No way.
I'm going to read it to you guys. I have the article right here.
The article?
And those motherfuckers would drink 4 bottles of the Julio. All right,
look.
Imagine.
Damn, but I want to ask you guys about that, like... Oh, go for it first.
You want to say here? All right. This is what it says. Grupo Firme returns to L.A., with 7 back-to-back shows at the Staples Center on July 30, 31st, August 1, 4, 6, 7, and 8, making history as
August
the first...
August 1, 4, 6, 7, and 8?
So making history as the first Latin group to perform the most shows in a single calendar year at the venue, and the record is 8, which was done by Adele. Latin, the first Latin.
Damn. That's, yeah, what happened to my pretty... baby girl Adele, though? She dropped like...
She was skinny. Bangers.
She got sued. By her ex-husband.
For defamation or what?
Yeah, and she had to split the net worth because that guy helped her write the songs. Anyway, that's pretty irrelevant.
Dude, there's the group. How much you guys look? Grupo Firme ticket like all the way here, 316.
Yeah, I was thinking about it like
316.
That's like far as no. I'm talking about like the row, like
at the end.
Oh shit! I thought I had that.
You look up how many seats are in
Staples Center?
The Staples Center.
Right. They can make it.
Wait,
look at this one. 316 all the way up, $68. One like right in front of them.
800?
956.
All right, so let's say we'll average it out to $200. All
right.
For all of them. How many seats are there?
How many seats are in the Staples Center?
Yeah.
All right, hold up.
Probably like 70,000?
70? No. What? Okay, let's guess.
No, 40,
I say
40, 40.
35.
What?
Okay, let's.
No.
How much?
Are you guys going to guess?
I already saw.
What? 175.
How many seats are in the
Staples Center?
175.
175,000?
What? 1,000?
Nimoke 100.
How are they going to have 175 seats? No, how many seats are...
Oh, I thought how much per, like...
No,
seat.
We're
averaging it out to
chill out, Lalo.
All right, Lalo Mora.
How many seats?
Or whatever the fuck you are.
Ringo.
Like in thousands. There's thousands of seats in there. Like how many thousands?
Fat Woody.
25,000? Yeah.
I said 70.
70,000?
My bad, fool. That's my estimate.
Wait, how much did I say? I don't know. But
I said, no.
Oh,
you said
25?
You said 25.
I said
it's 30.
Said, it's 30?
Oh, no, 20.
Oh, my bad. I way exaggerated.
No, so we're gonna put pinche friazo.
2 zeros. So then that's 200. 2 million, double it, that's 4. So it's $4 million.
The fuck, Nick?
Times 7. What is that, 28 million?
Damn.
So 28 million.
And they're not with Music VIP anymore, huh?
They're not?
Nah,
I thought they were.
They
didn't
broke
they just
off.
Like,
nah.
Sign a contract?
No, they broke off.
I,
the manager under the CEO left just to manage.
Wait, the manager of Music VIP?
Uh-huh.
What about it?
He left to manage.
So he made his own record label?
Wait, no. Wait, he was already managing Grupo Firme. Why would he?
But he was label? Under. He was, like he was under Grupo VIP or
Music VIP.
Music VIP, and then he left them. Like he left the record label because Grupo Firme. Left.
Oh, so it wasn't the CEO of Music VIP. It was like a manager that worked for Music VIP.
Yeah, he left.
But how did Grupo Firme get out of that contract?
Because they basically helped
repopulate. How to talk.
What the fuck?
Fucking natural selection over here.
Lion King and shit.
He helped Music VIP like become like popping again, like pull numbers again.
When was this?
Oh, you meant to say like forever. Get popular again, repopulate.
I don't know why the fuck it's a repopulate.
Oh so my
like,
god!
What the fuck?
Successful. But when was this? I thought they were like popping like since forever.
2 months ago. It was recent.
No,
they've been popping.
No. Since they left VIP.
Oh.
But who? What other artists thought, were? Be,
wait.
Be,
so like since. You're saying that since music Grupo Firme helped Music VIP
Republic.
Blow up, they let them out? Why would Music VIP let out their best artists? Like Jimmy saying, yeah, not that you helped me a lot, you could leave.
No, because...
You right?
You can go, not you. You got 20%.
15.
What?
No, I meant to say like a joke, but then I forgot that.
Wait, so that doesn't make sense. So you're saying that the reason why Grupo Firme left Music VIP was because
Music VIP a lot.
That so they were like, okay, bye, like you guys can leave and be independent.
Well, basically they kind of weren't in a contract, but were in a contract. Well, it was more of an agreement. Like some, it was more like an agreement.
I saw like a post,
like
that
a palabra agreement.
Yeah, it was palabra, but then like then they actually signed it. But this was like 2-3 months ago. No. So.
Wait, yeah, so you're saying that Grupo Firme didn't sign the contract? Yeah, it was a palabra?
It was a palabra one.
How do you
know? So then, because even Edwin said in a podcast that he was like, oh, it wasn't a contrato, it was de palabra. Like, he was just helping us blow up, but we ended up helping him blow up. So it's like, the owner told Edwin, like, oh, you're going to be like in charge. Like, he did a podcast with... Enigma Norteño.
Enigma Norteño.
Ernesto, no?
Yeah.
Ernesto,
yeah. And he even told him like that if Edwin really wanted to, he could have deleted all of
like the masters,
VIPs,
no? Oh, no, like,
social media, like take down all their numbers.
Why?
Because of the new contract, you think? Or
no, what? I don't think.
I'm confused. So I'm just confused at the fact that like. You're saying that
you're
Grupo
Firme on purpose.
No, Grupo Firme.
Keiko doesn't have.
But we had like a whole different conversation off camera, bitch.
that was being nice. I still don't get it.
You're a bitch. You saw that, bitch. Oh, boy, trying to fucking be over time. We had like a whole different conversation.
No, but like, nah, but for real, I don't get you.
For real, I don't get it. Click that shit, I don't get it.
Die Stars Monday.
Bitch, dude. You thought I was gonna catch on, dog? I like, wait, did you want me to say something stupid, dog?
Dude, before this, I was agreeing with Keiko, bro.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what the fuck?
We took a break, and then Keiko was telling us, like, hey, I think this happened. I was like, no, dude, you're right. Like, I saw that shit, too.
Well, and I started catching on.
Hey, wait for it. Talk about it.
Like, nah. Something's up with this. Something's up, dog.
Let me explain it again. So basically, Keiko was telling us all of this during the break, right? And then he's like, I'm not going to say, though, because I'm not sure if it's true. And I was like, no, you're right. Like, I saw that shit, too.
No, but...
So now you got stuck.
Bro, let me try to find
this.
Is this true?
I don't know. I think it is true.
I don't know.
It's true.
I don't know, like, the proper way to say it. Like, I don't really know.
In English. Detail. Just in English.
No, stupid. Like, I don't know the full detail. Like... I just know it
you
wasn't.
You can tell when he gets frustrated.
It wasn't a contrato de like an actual signed contract. It was more of like a palabra one. Like
no, I put it. Which but it was a palabra one.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, but the palabra with who?
So
with the owner.
With Music VIP.
But they're not with Music VIP.
So why did Grupo Firme leave Music VIP?
Because I guess they got fucked over or some shit like that. I'm trying to find
So they got fucked over even though it was a palabra type contract.
I don't know, but because I saw like...
Hey, look.
Yo soy muy estricto en mi chamba y muy enojón, muy explosivo. Entonces...
Mecha corta, pues.
Mecha corticisísima. Pero es un camino que yo ya recorrí toro durante 12 años. Y mis números... Y el camino en donde está firme no miente. ¿Me explico?
Es correcto.
Entonces, si yo le digo, hermano, por aquí, es por ahí, porque yo ya lo viví. Te estoy evitando un tropiezo, una caída.
Ah, se ve choque de ideas, pues, entonces.
No era choque de ideas, pero era como, o sea, guacha, grabé 5 rolas. Y te lo juro que las 5 las escuchaba. Las 5. Me gustó esta. Hay que grabar esa. Grababa a las 5. Entonces, yo miraba, bueno, él trae muchas ganas de hacer las cosas. Yo no lo voy a atorar, pues. Yo ando bien ocupado, toro. Ocupadísimo. Mi vida es un... No tengo tiempo ni de dormir. Usted sabe que estoy aquí casi de milagrazo. Pues,
claro, la neta que sí, lo atoramos... En cortito, porque fuimos
a jugar fútbol ahorita.
Fútbol, y me tocó verlo porque de chiripa, de carambola, porque mi esposa fue a visitar a su esposa, sí, porque se llevan bien.
Sí,
y ahí lo voy viendo, y hey, yo no sabía. Yo me quedé en el carro, Tor. Sí, y le digo, no, yo aquí me quedo. No, que aquí está Edwin, pues me bajo. Está todo dormido el viejo, todo ribotrileado el viejo.
Sí, porque tengo que dormir.
Y dije, Tor, pues vamos a jugar fútbol, vamos a entrenar y que grabo un podcast y aquí lo tenemos.
Sí, y por eso estamos aquí, va. Pero entonces yo le digo, yo no tengo tiempo, carnal. Y tú traes muchas ganas y yo lo que menos ganas tengo es de equivocarme. Entonces, si yo te digo por un camino, es por el camino bien, pero tú traes otras ideas. Yo no te voy a atorar, le digo. Dale tú por tu lado, yo lo doy por el mío. Le di 2 opciones.
Ay, a ver.
Sí, le di 2 opciones. Entonces, si yo hubiera sido si yo hubiera sido un culerazo, yo le manejo el Spotify. Yo manejo las cuentas de Music VIP.
No, pues le borra todo.
Yo le borro todo. ¿Sí me explico? Pero soy su amigo. Yo me considero su amigo. Dale, mijo. Dale por donde tú quieras. Dale, sube lo que... De aquí para... No te voy a borrar nada. Y de aquí para adelante, dale tú por tu lado. Y yo lo doy por el mío. ¿Por qué? Porque prefiero tu amistad. Así quedamos. No quedamos mal. Pero entonces... Él ahorita anda en su rollo.
¿Siguen en contacto de repente?
A veces platicamos, no como antes.
No, pues pura verga.
¿Verdad? Porque él está sentido y yo también estoy sentido porque, oye, me gasté un billetón, que me favores. Tú hiciste el dueto de Gente Mitotera, ¿por qué? Porque yo te lo pedí.
No, y estamos al tiro.
Y estamos. Hacer, claro. Obviamente ya después creció una amistad con él porque el...
Wait, what did this explain?
that they left VIP because they came to a... Why the fuck is this shit still playing? If it's what the fucking black? What the fuck?
that was like something
else. They came to an agreement.
An agreement. What do you do?
A successful agreement.
You know how Gecko puts
all the time.
How do you say? No, Gecko puts un.
Everything.
You're unresponsible, Jason.
You're unsuccessful.
You're just unsuccessful.
How do you say it?
Disagree.
Oh, disagree. Damn. Okay, unagreement, disagreement, same shit. They came.
They're different words.
They came to a disagreement.
And they just split up.
And they said, you go your way, I go my way.
But who? Edwin and who?
And the CEO, the founder of
Music. So who's the guy that he posts the pictures on Instagram with? Like
their manager.
I think that's probably just like a booking manager. It's kind of like Legado.
Legado, but he was like, this is my brother. Like when you retire, yeah, I'm a retired
too. He was from VIP. He left because he wanted to go with them because he saw the potential they had.
Yeah.
So then he left with them. And then they saw the sacrifice that he did. Like... Why would he leave a
VIP
that he has more than one group just to focus on one group.
And so then like he gambled it all.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that, so that's then, the guy from the car that gave Edwin like a car or G-Wagon or some shit?
Yeah, it was a white G-Wagon. Damn. Damn, yeah. But not thinking about it, that's chump change. So how much they made?
Bro, they made a shitload of money.
So right now, the group of Edwin is... independent,
with the,
right?
With the one guy.
Independent with the bookie manager.
With the bookie manager.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still considered independent. It's like Legado. Legado has... everyone thinks Legado signed to something called like FM.
They put it like that. They put it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but Legado's independent. Legado didn't sign.
I mean, no.
Like,
no,
why would they leave Rancho?
Yeah, but I think that's smart because it's like the best of both worlds because... they have like that management side, but they still like own themselves. But and they don't have to like deal with all the bookies.
Yeah, they don't have to deal with all that bullshit.
I think that's good.
So like that bookie manager takes like the percentage of like the booking.
Yeah, but not like 80%. You know,
85.
I don't know.
Yeah. Damn. But one thing I saw, I never like heard him talk like that. But damn, he looked kind of scary. Like
an agreement.
Like he'd get mad at you for nothing, huh?
No cap. I feel like this guy. Edwin, he seems like smart.
Really humble.
No, I feel like he's a very genuine guy, but like I feel like once you like mess with him, mm-hmm. like I feel like he really show you the like energy. Me?
I don't know. I feel like if nobody's recording, like he'd probably be
phone. So an agreement, dude. I'm not over
hey,
that
can
shit.
You help me out? Can you help me out?
HP record. Gosh it. Whole lot of what?
Whole lot of dieta. Yeah, started your dieta.
Damn,
huh?
That's fucking crazy. They have a private jet too.
Yeah.
They don't have to fight commercial no more.
No, but that's weird. I saw live that was he was like complaining about the airline, talking about like, oh, they didn't let my daughter fly, this and that, so I had to get a private jet, and it was like $35,000, and he was like crying and stuff on the.
Like, well, no,
he
was can.
Like legit. They weren't crying? Letting his daughter on
because I guess yeah. They didn't buy a seat for her. But you know how they say like if you're under the age of like 3 or 2, you can fly for free because they sit on the lap.
I never knew that.
No,
because was it because of the COVID shit?
I don't know.
I think it was
so they own like that. They own that jet, but they still have to pay the $35,000 every time
they have to pay for gas.
No, you dude, it's like if you have a car, you gotta pay for the
pilot.
You have to pay for gas, the pilot, the service, the people,
cleaning
that,
fee,
where you land,
the cleaning fee. It's like Airbnb. You could own the house, but like you still gotta pay Airbnb to fucking put your house right there. Like let's just put it like that. That's a perfect example. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, because it's Airbnb and that's a perfect chance.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
This one doesn't.
What about
it's an unsuccessful comparison.
It's because what you guys are going, what you and Kegel are going through right now, it's an unagreement.
I'm going through a disagreement. He's going through an unagreement.
Bitch.
Look at Miley Cyrus' dad.
Bill Ray Cyrus.
It was like Billy Bob.
It was like Bob Dylan.
You just had that one hit wonder, Bob no?
Yeah.
This is like counterculture right here.
Fucking Doug Dimmadone. You know Doug Dimmadone is?
From Timmy Turner?
From Timmy Turner, yeah. The mayor of
Napa has a tall hat though.
Wait, so is Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus are they twins?
No, they're the same person.
Look at Doug Dimmadone.
No, dude, he has a tall hat.
Poringo.
Dude.
He has a tall hat, no?
No, that's you. You're short like him.
By the way, guys, Kiko's 5'2.
Where's he? Nah, Rango's actually cool.
But I look like Jason.
I'll never put it down.
But yeah, guys, you want to watch some of the clips from the Grupo Firme concert that I
dude, caught. The concerts look lit,
dude, the Grupo, dude, yeah.
Dude.
It's so crazy. Like, even the people, like, all the way to the top that probably just see him as, like, a fucking ant. Like, they get, it's because, like, the music they play is, it's like... covers. I know it's covers, but it's, like,
alterado.
Party music.
It's party music.
Oh, it's, like, una canción that, like, easy to remember. Y la cantas a todo lo que...
You're basically at a party.
Yeah,
basically.
And they know how to pump that shit up too.
My
sister said that they drank 4 bottles of their Don Julio.
Who? Your sister? Your sister drank 4 bottles.
No, them.
That they drank 4 bottles while they're
in your family went to go see.
I did too.
You did too?
Your family went to go see Grupo Firme?
Uh huh.
All of them?
Uh huh.
Without you?
No, I didn't want to go. Because my sister went. My two sisters and my cousin. And my dad.
Como dijeron que estuvo el show?
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't want to drive.
What did they say about the show? It was good?
Yeah. They said that they're too crazy.
Damn.
And I said, just wait till you see
how, us. How far did they say? Like,
far? Like,
where the code section was?
The 200.
They were pretty close.
The 200.
Damn. But I want to ask you guys, like, what do you guys think about that? Like, he said that they drink 4 bottles. Like, do you guys think, like, it's for real, for real? I feel like sometimes, like,
they just water
like
it down.
Half a water, half water, half.
It's because that's how it is. They like if you see them getting lit, you're gonna want to get lit, actually, and then that's the whole ambiente. That's the whole show.
More actually, beer.
Actually, I kind of do believe it's for alcohol.
Nah,
did you guys hear that?
Yeah, it's just my camera.
That one turned off. I think it's for alcohol.
It's just 5 minutes, keep going.
I don't think.
No, dude, because how are you doing?
Water down.
Or just water.
No, maybe just water.
Tastes like ass.
Maybe. Nah, they probably got like something like that they do to it.
Like distilled water.
Like, let's say it's 4 bottles. And how many guys are there in group of four?
It's because one.
Like, let's say you drink half a bottle. Like, you can't sing like that.
Yes, yeah, because you're alterado, way.
But like,
se te fool, olvidar, like, you're an example, fool.
Actually,
like,
yeah.
You invited me to a hamburger. Now I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I know. They invited me and they said, hey, come on. We're going to make some burgers and we might have a beer. And like,
motherfucker ended up on the floor.
I was like, on the floor. Like, oh, man.
Like,
roll the clip.
Cool. Like, you're sweating off. They're basically sweating off all the fucking liquor they've been drinking.
So you're saying that they don't even get drunk?
Oh, they get drunk. They get hungover.
No, like, you can sing, like, really, really drunk, but I don't think you can do a show. Like,
dude, their tolerance is fucking high.
I mean, a lot of people do, like, get stoned and shit. Like, Alex from Legado, he said he closes his eyes.
Yeah, you think fucking Alex smokes grass because he can't get fucking stoned as fuck while singing?
But getting high and drunk
is different.
Like,
no. I feel
like when you get high, you're still, like, conscious, like. Well, depends on the person.
Nah, yeah.
Do you think?
But I mean, I feel like people still get conscious.
Do you think people get tired of it though? I mean, do you think they get tired of it? Like,
drinking
just like
and shit?
No, drinking, I think because that's their ambiente way. That's
obviously it's part of their image. Yeah,
because
I feel like if they weren't like that, they wouldn't have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's because part of the image for sure.
Even damn, and that comes
in
back.
In other videos, right. They show them fucking pisteando, not like a one beer, two beer wave. They fucking.
You
drink
think macizo. They probably have a like tolerance.
Like
then.
Their recent live album that they dropped with all the covers.
Era live?
They were fucking yeah, it was live, no? You didn't see it? The no, one no. With Marca Registrada.
Oh, that one. Oh, because they were like, estamos en tendencia, familia.
Yeah, they were all fucking on a good one. The fucking accordion guy threw his phone.
Oh,
in
so that's
oh that cooler. One, yeah. Yeah.
Oh no, that was
So you think all of that shit's watered down?
What's his name?
Chiquete,
there
yeah,
you go.
Hey, that's not, I was listening.
No, to that guy was hella drunk, huh? He dropped his phone. He was just like looking at it, like
I
right
know.
In the video.
Okay, we took another break right now. Jason took his. Oh, you took the whole thing off?
Yeah.
You look like Justin Morales now.
Guys, that shit was hot. Like, I was sweating. I think I can leave the goatee. Nah.
I leave the goatee.
¿Qué onda?
Some pubes. Yeah, get the fuck. I mean, Keko, Lalo Mora.
Lalo Mora. Or Barney. I mean,
hey, all right, let's look at some clips from the Grupo Firme concert because I did hear a lot of people got COVID.
Damn, COVID está bien cabrón ahorita, huh?
Like, I feel like it got worse.
Gracias
like,
a Dios. Aquí estamos firme.
Grupo Firme. Do you get it?
Oh!
Legado 7, the seventh guest. Something.
Huh? I want to put this video because you know this video was funny. Giggle, hurry the fuck up,
dude. Why
stop
are you
texting
dude, Giggle,
him.
You horny ass dog.
Stop texting him.
You're not gonna get paid,
dude. He's leave him. Just let him sleep. He'll text you tomorrow.
Hey, once Gabe starts being toxic and hitting you up at 1 a.m, just turn off your phone.
All right, look at this.
See,
one.
So you guys saw it wasn't me.
Saturday, I went to the Grupo Firme concert. It was so litty and packed with toxicas. So many drinks and shots living my best life. Now I'm stuck at home because I tested positive for COVID. Valley of Verga.
Wait, didn't they say that they were going to test people before going in or some shit like that?
Relax, not Hawaii.
Nah, but I don't think they did.
Why the fuck would they care?
Like, yeah. And then
someone else said, my friend went to that concert. Great news. He tested negative for COVID, but got an STD when she met a toxica. that's some Keiko shit right there.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, like that.
And then someone said, coming back,
hey, what up, guys? I think I got some shotties.
And then someone said, you just entered the raffle to go see Jenny, Adana, Chalina, and Chalina. No. That was fun.
They can't laugh to that, but that's disrespect right there. Bro.
You were laughing your ass.
I know.
I showed you this, and you couldn't stop laughing.
Nah, fool.
But yeah, someone said that. Like, fuck, that's fucked up.
Damn. I feel like they shouldn't be doing like concerts that big anymore, because for a little while, like, it was good, but all of a sudden, everybody's getting...
Everything's going back up right now.
I know. Fuck. Yes.
Hi. What about they shut down Hawaii again?
Nah, bro. Don't even say
dude,
that.
Dude, imagine they shut it down.
Don't even say that.
What about if they don't let us come
back? If they shut it down, I'm pretty sure they're going to do that little shit where they test, check your vaccination cards and shit. So I'm going to be a gusto, baba.
You know what's going to gusto, baba?
Well, I'm going to fucking print a fake one.
Wait, what happens if they lock it down while we're over there?
Nah, nothing will happen. Why are you guys being negative?
No.
Then we stay up there, fool.
Huh, we stayed.
What do you mean? They locked the island? Like, you can't.
They or they didn't really do that.
Nah, I don't think so. I think
they closed beaches and shit last time.
Nah, they probably
No.
Like,
well, he's saying it like, what about if they don't let us travel back
to the U.S.? Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, to the U.S., to California?
Nah, they probably will.
We'll probably work it out.
And we stay there?
That'd be some savage shit. What if, like,
we run out of money, dude?
No, who? YouTube.
Damn.
We're just saying this shit out.
Well, I'm trying to keep
it. But he looks like Michael Jackson now.
Nah, it looks like your beard. Struggling.
Damn.
Angel, you cannot grow fucking facial hair at all.
But I accept it. I just shave off like the two hairs that come out. You
not
know.
Like Jason over here fucking coming out with whiskers.
Hey, I didn't say anything. I know I'm cute.
Stop
so
making fun of Justin
Morelos.
You can
say all you want, bitch.
Relax, it's that high.
Nah.
You look cute, though.
Fucking
I know I do. Thank you.
Looking at motherfucker.
You fucking... Fat Ringo looking ass.
You fucking anorexic guy looking ass motherfucker.
You why are you body shaming him? Why are
you
body shaming
me first, bitch?
But you are fat.
Angel, don't even start. Don't even start.
I'm just as fat.
Hey, I can't start Monday though.
We make fun of each other like that.
Nah, that fool hurt me. He crossed the line. I'm out of the podcast. Alright, bye.
Dude, and people were... Look, this one reminded me of Keiko. Honestly, I feel like this is some Keiko shit. Random guy comes up to you at the group of people at my concert and starts singing to you.
Horny dog vibes.
That's Gecko. I feel like Gecko would do some shit like that. He would just go up to a bunch of men and shit and just be like, start singing.
That's like something in like, people like, were, like they get drunk and stuff.
Like too bad. It's like,
yeah,
that's
like
easy bad.
Like they, like they're gone. Yeah. Empiezan a masa joder. Oh, that's some toxic guys right there.
We're making a podcast.
You know they brought fucking chips into that concert.
Fucking hot Cheetos and shit. And like
fucking chamoy, Valentina, limon, fucking esquite, like, fucking raspado, fucking.
They took cueritos in their pockets and shit.
Oh. Well, that's Diego's favorite food. He likes cueritos.
Oh, hell no.
You got me. I like you, Keiko. I don't even like cueritos like that. Like, well, they're just whatevers.
Nah, they're disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like that shit either.
That's surprising.
Angel doesn't like it because pig don't eat pig, so it's like.
Get him back. I don't care.
He's just
fuck.
Trying to get back at me for calling him fat and like having it be true.
Angel, you're heavier than me.
But I'm way taller. I'm like 10 inches taller than you.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, I'm 5'10.
You're flat footed.
You are.
5'2 shoddy.
And you're 5.
No,
you're,
I'm not 5'2.
What are you?
You
I'm
can't.
Like five,
no.
Five,
you
ten,
can't
five,
say
ten.
I'm
5'2.
No,
it's
5'2. I'm 5'4.
Get five, it. With the botas, yeah.
No, 5'4 flat footed.
5'4 with the botas and the hat.
Hey, but how did, I want to ask, like, how did you know I was flat footed? Because the one time we were in Arizona, and this guy's like,
the way you run.
Why are you flat footed?
The way you walk and the way you run. The way you walk up the stairs, the way
he
you
was,
dance.
He was, hey, he's probably like checking your house. Like,
yeah, like, he's like the way you dance. You dance and then you walked up the stairs and then you guys raced and he's like, Angel, you're flat footed. He's like, how the fuck? You know, like,
hey, I'm flat footed, but I still beat you in a race.
Basically,
you
molested
have, you.
Have
how do you know?
Legs.
How do you know?
Why?
Because I wanted to be
a
chiropractor.
Wait, but didn't you tell me like one time when I woke up and you're like, why are you flat footed?
Yeah, I told you that too.
What?
Dude, I was sleeping. Really? I was sleeping, like, I woke up, I don't know how, and this guy was, like, right next to the bed, and he's like, why are you flat-footed?
No.
Yo, what
I the told, fuck? I said, get out the way, you fucking flat-footed ass bitch.
Imagine waking up. Bitch. Imagine yeah. waking up next to Gugu, and he told you, why are you flat-footed?
Like, fool, I didn't have a choice. I was just born like that.
I'm a little traumatized.
Chill, okay.
Hey, now you know that Keiko visualizes and, like, he looks too much.
Visualizes? Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. He gives you like weird like, horny dog vibes and shit.
He observes too much. Like way too much. Imagine bro like
I'm not sharing rooms with you when we go like anywhere no more.
No, Keiko's like that. He's like an observer. Like
yeah, he's observer.
Like he just
I'm aware of my surroundings.
He basically molested you with his eyes.
Like let's just you're looking at Angel. You just like look at him completely like look at his
like
hands
head
and everything.
I feel
like
you're trying to get detail. I just get detail.
Like are you obsessed with this?
No,
you just gotta get detail. Does he give you boners or
something? You gotta get detail. You gotta get details. You gotta get details.
11?
You said Keiko gets boners?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I thought you said that.
You're probably thinking about that.
Nah, you said that.
You did. Yeah, I told you. I was like, what?
Nah.
You're weird, Google.
Nah, I have great memorization. Right?
And you have bad grammar, too.
Say that again. Say that again.
Next. But I can memorize shit good.
Memorization.
So
Wait, Keiko.
You're unresponsible. That's what
Keiko,
you are.
Keiko, I have a real question. Like, are you better in English or Spanish? Because I don't know how to talk to you no more.
What do you mean?
Sign language?
Just don't talk to me at all.
Just fucking write it. Oh, no, he sucks at reading, too. What are you better
at? I know
Spanish?
This guy. He's like, I don't know how to read.
Depends.
But I don't.
What?
Remember when we were when you sent something that it was in Spanish
and
he's like, you translate it, I don't understand.
And you didn't even like answer after like I like took the time.
Okay,
like,
I didn't answer anymore. I already knew what was going on.
Okay, you could have said thanks.
No, it's because you said I'll try, so I'm like, okay, I'll just do it myself.
Then you should have said like, don't try no more. Like,
no, why?
There I was 30 seconds trying to translate it.
Didn't bother to reply, so like, all right, bye.
He's trying to get back at me for the whole time.
I bet we're gonna bark at Keiko.
Wait.
Damn, it's fucking crazy how far Grupo Firme has come. Cause you could see videos of their inicios, and they're literally just.
They have the most streams in like the right now, like the.
In the Latin.
Yeah, right.
No, no. I was
Bad Bunny, no.
No, Bad Bunny does.
No, I'm talking about my bad.
The regional.
Yeah. Yeah, oh hell yeah.
No, Cristian Nodal does.
Oh man.
No,
it's Cristian Nodal, and then Grupo Firme, and then I don't know who's next.
Cristian Nodal is number one. Oh yeah, I think you're right. I think it is.
That was
wait,
cocky,
but you
man.
Guys are saying that,
yeah,
that
pop,
they man. Only do covers?
I said he's cocky.
Yeah, they only do covers.
Yeah, he's cocky too.
They don't have...
No, I think they have a few of their own songs. Maybe they buy some.
I actually don't think they have one.
Nah, I'm pretty sure they should. Grupo Firme has 7,616,000.
But do they have to like call the artist and be like, hey, is it cool if we do a cover? Or like,
oh, yeah, Cristiano Dalla has 15 million.
Oh,
damn, this was on some other in the
No, it's just because he does duetos with
they're
people
fake.
Who are popping.
I mean, still, like who? Either way, his
he
music
has to do
is
a
good.
Duet with himself. He's
Jason's girlfriend.
Wait, who?
Jason's girlfriend.
Cristiano Nodal did a duet
with Jason.
Who's his girlfriend?
What's her name, Jason?
Jason.
Pepe Aguilar's daughter.
No, that's you, fool.
Oh, no, that's him.
Me?
And your character?
Juanatan Elka.
He's going to the new one he did.
The one with
Angela. Oh, Hera Mekis?
That's the one that...
100 of those streams are mine.
Remember when Arizona and... And you put one time
and Jason was like...
This happened at Arizona.
So obviously, like, we did the podcast and then we're like, hey, it's time to get lit. Like, shotgun, beer pong. And we were all lit.
Keiko was drugged out.
He was coked like out.
Nah.
I saw Keiko on the floor. With
the needle.
With five jeringas and shit.
Two were for
this. And the angel was like giving him CPR, like, we can't leave you, Keiko. Nah,
oh, man, they don't know.
Tell your story.
Don't bend my hat like that.
I went like this, fool.
Look, you already made a bet on top.
No, I didn't. All right,
I can see it from here.
All right, hey, yeah, you're gonna have to buy him one. You're gonna have to buy him.
All right,
he owes me one. Last time he fucking dropped his uncle. Fuck, he dropped his whole fucking
enchilada
on my hat.
How did you drop an enchilada on the hat?
Brand new too,
because I knew it was
you were like, oh my bad.
All right, bad. Hold on.
Jason Mugroso when he eats.
Hold on.
All right. Mugroso
when he eats.
You mean socio?
We're fucking bumping.
No, Mugroso is like when.
Oh my god!
Shut up, Lalo Mora.
Can I get a comment that says, "Cállese"?
Fucking fat Ray Cyrus.
Shut up, fucking wannabe rock on steroids. Cut it out.
Shut the fuck up.
Slave. Cut it out.
Slave.
I'm gonna edit this. You could slave.
We're playing.
Wait, let's see what we call him today, because maybe people might take it wrong. Now we have to explain the slave story too, because Angel called him a slave and people might think of it like wrong, but no. Well, the reason why I call him slave is because Giggle's like a slave to his job. That's it. Nothing more.
All right,
like, he's just a workaholic.
6 hours a week.
They whip me. I go.
Okay, the story.
I go.
All right, so we're playing fucking like Nata, like Caimanes, Alegres, and then like we were all kind of like drunk already, and then Angel gets the aux, and he fucking plays like fucking Grupo Firme.
Like, cada vez te extraño más.
And then I was like, AK, you know, I was already like fucked up too.
It was it cada vez or?
No, it was like
the ones like. Que se siente ser feliz.
And then I was like, hey guys, like I was already fucked up.
Oh, it's because it was like a big ass TV and I was like 3 feet away from
him. And he was like,
oh, Angel was just singing his lungs out like fucking like, with so much emotion.
He literally got the fucking control and then he's like, hey, this is the mic. And he was like,
like he was like singing his lungs out. And then we went to the kitchen except for Angel.
Yeah.
And Jason's like making a big deal out of it. He's like, dude, Angel's going through something. Let him go through it. Leave him alone. Look at him. Just let him go, dude.
I was exaggerating. I was pretty like pretty like drunk already.
At least you weren't as drugged out as Keiko, but that's another story.
Keiko was like, and I was like,
all the morphines.
All right, let's go.
Hey, you don't call them morphines.
What do you call it?
What do you call it?
It's like morphine.
Morphine, yeah.
But not morphines, not.
The fuck is the difference?
It's because he's a pharmacist.
That's what I noticed about Incho. What? Every time he gets like tipsy. He puts out the karaoke.
Hey, that's good. I like karaoke too, but
normally if you wanted to buy a whole ass fucking like.
No, I'm gonna buy it.
Big ass speaker.
Dude, yeah, you need to get that shit.
The speaker with the microphone?
Yeah,
when we come back, I'm gonna buy it. Just I don't think we can take it over there.
All right, guys. You guys probably don't know this, but like, ever since Angel joined the group, we've been drinking every single fucking weekend.
Alcoholics.
Well, ever since I met them, I started drinking. So
prove them. Prove it to them.
Hey, one time we should do like a shotgun.
Wait, your parents let you drink now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like 2 weeks ago you then told us that.
Let's talk about that. I want to know how you told your parents. All right, so like, if you guys didn't know, Kiko's like 26 years old or some shit like that. He's 5'2".
I'm 22.
Don't believe him. He's 26, not 22. He's 28.
He's 5'2" and bisexual.
22.
And like he wouldn't 22. Like let's just say he wouldn't like tell his parents that he drank or like I don't know what it was, but like
they're like cut the part out. He would
cut it out. Like don't put that in. Like I'm holding.
I want my parents to know from me, not from a video.
Yeah, and then like I guess he barely told his parents. Tell the fans how like you told your parents how you're an alcoholic and a drug addict.
How you like morphines?
Yeah,
morphines.
Tell the story.
I like money.
Oh, wait, hold on. And the reason why Keiko had to tell his parents was because he was drunk on a podcast, which was Yuvia's and Alan's, and he was like taking shots. So he wanted to tell them before they found out themselves.
Yeah.
So how'd you.
I just told him, like, I got fucked up in a video.
Let me say it.
And then she's like, nah, you're playing. And I was like, okay. Like, no, Frost, I'm going to start drinking.
No.
Fine. And she didn't believe me, so she called my dad, and I was like, oh shit. And I told my dad, I was like, yeah,
did daddy speak
I'm
to
alcoholic.
You?
And then he like,
you did not say I'm an alcoholic, because that's like the worst way to say. You could just say, oh, like I drink.
No, I told him, I was like, me oye de borracho. Like, are you not driving? I was like, nah, just kidding. I don't drink and drive. I drink responsible.
You actually do drink.
I don't think it went like that. I think it was more
like
oh my, like algo pasó en el podcast.
No. He's like, me puse borracho or some shit like that.
No. Yeah. He's trying to sound badass.
Me puse borracho, so like te quería decir.
Mamá, es que pensé que era.
It was like that.
Look at his dumbass smile.
How'd you tell me you were bisexual?
What the fuck?
Oh, I forgot.
Wait, did you tell it to your parents?
No, they know. What?
No, why are you making that shit up, you bitch?
Wait, so you didn't tell him at the same time? Because I feel like it would have been like too much of a blow, like telling him that you drink and that you're bisexual.
I'm not bisexual. No. What the fuck?
He told them the other one first and then the drunk one.
No. Diego, no. You're a piece of shit.
No.
You're a piece of shit.
He had to tell
you. You're a piece of shit.
I thought you told
you're
him.
You're a piece of shit.
My bad. I thought everybody knew.
I thought the fans knew.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm not bisexual. Oh, what the fuck?
Hey, we're going to have to cut this out the podcast. Fool, my
do
bad.
You want me to cut it out?
For what? I'm not bisexual,
wait,
my dog. All
right.
you know, it's unfortunate.
So you're a heterosexual.
Isn't that weird?
I'm thinking about everything.
You know what heterosexual is? You know what?
No.
Okay. Do you know what heterosexual means?
No.
Wait. Do you know what a herbivore is?
Herbivore.
Herbivore.
You know what a carnivore is?
Yeah.
Okay. What's a herbivore?
Herbivore is what you eat plants and meat.
What about a carnivore?
What's a carnivore?
Carnivore just eat meat, no?
And what about omnivore?
Omnivore? One that just. No, wait. Did I mix around? Is that just the one that eats plants? Some shit like that, no? I don't know that one eats plants, one eats meat, and then one eats meat and plant.
Fool, this is why we call you Vergasaurus, fool.
By the way, what do you call Jason? What dinosaur?
Tyrannosaurus.
I thought it was long as.
Oh, pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
No, pterodactyl.
And then we call him Vergasaurus. Yeah. He likes the name. He seems to like it a lot. Yeah. Like you say it and he'll turn around faster than Gekko. Have you noticed that he listens more to Vergasaurus?
No, what is that one name that we started to call Gekko? He's like.
Midgetorp?
Yeah, he's like, no, I'd rather be called bitch fuck than.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he didn't like Midget Dwarf. He said, I'd rather you guys call me Bitch Fuck.
No, wasn't it Dumb Fuck or some shit like
no,
that?
No, Bitch Fuck.
Wait, well, now like every time we say Dumbass Fool, we all turn around, no matter who it is.
Hey,
yeah.
Dumbass Fool.
We like, say Dumbass Fool, we all turn around.
I'll be with these two, and I'll be like, Dumbass. And the boy turn around, like, not you, idiot. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. They're used to it. Like, we just call each other Dumbass.
What do we call Angel? Flat-footed motherfucker?
Flat-footed nah, I don't think Brandon. I'm alright guys, go check out this song Miles de Besos by Baja Alianza por el canal de Chochin Productions. You actually like the song, you know. I was playing it earlier and you were like, what group is that?
Oh, the one that looks like Sharky.
Alright, this is the group.
Oh, that one's good.
Miles de besos y caricias que te di se fueron con el viento cuando te perdí. Aún siguen razones por cual puedo discutir, pero no me importa, te quiero junto a mí. Hoy no quiero que me digas que estás confundida, quiero una respuesta directo del corazón.
Damn, that just sounds hard.
Hey, yeah.
I didn't get to like that part, but I was like zoom recording. I was like, damn, this food like this actually sounds bad. It's called Miles de Besos by Baja Alianza.
That's right.
Link Baja in the description. Alianza. You guys can watch the video.
Check it out.
Then they got more shit coming out too, obviously. Yeah. Check it out.
Miles de Besos by Baja Alianza.
That's
what
right. Is the studio good, is the studio one out too or just live?
No, just a live one right now. No, I'm sure. I don't know.
Which one you prefer, studio or live?
I think
studio. I think it was sound like better. Yeah. It didn't sound that bad live, but that fool had, like he could sing.
Yeah, he could sing for sure.
Kind of reminds me of
Yeah.
Alright guys, we're gonna be ending the episode right here. So come on, Nathanael Cano.
Click a shit.
DJ
Die Stars Monday.
POJ Lalo Mora. Or your favorite uncle.
Or Woody.
Let us know if you guys like these episodes, like where it's just us. Would you call him Fat Woody?
Look, this one can't get off his phone.
You didn't even give him an outro. We all did an outro. This was just like.
Pues es que está así cargado en el teléfono.
No, he said Pancho Mora or whatever.
Lalo Mora.
Oh, Lalo Mora.
Nah, Fantasma.
Casper. Oh, you're Fantasma. Spirit.
Casper.
But yeah, guys, let us know if you guys like these videos, like the old ones. Or if you guys just like it with the guests or both. I mean, we're still going to be doing both, but I don't know if we should like.
But if you guys say you guys want more of this and more of these.
Yeah, more of these, more of this.
You guys choose.
We feel more comfortable doing these.
Wait, there's a spider friend?
Relax, Angel.
This one was just like a episode, like kind of just going back, bounce like talking back, about like back. You know, our shit. Not really a lot of news. I mean, we did have a lot. There was like so much, but we're like, nah, let's just take it easy and like
have a smooth way in.
Maybe the next one. Let us know. Do you guys like it more when we just talk about a shitload of news, like everything that happened, or like this, we're just more chill, laid back, and we could just talk about Giggle being like, you know, bisexual. I was gonna say bipolar.
Oh, mandon.
Mandon and all.
Relax.
But yeah, guys, let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Man. Don't forget to listen to Rojo y Azul by Los Pachecos, Miles de Besos by Baja Alianza. And also, if you need a filmer, or photographer, head of Northview Media. Link in the description for these. Check them out. Peace out.
Keep moving forward.
Yesterday was yesterday and today was today, right, Keiko?
La Lomora.
Manito Loloche.